Thank you, Father, for this beautiful day. Just thank you that we have the blessed privilege of coming together here in this place and to fellowship with one another as we fellowship with thee. I do trust, I do believe that our first and foremost fellowship is with thee through the blood of Christ and through the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Ghost. Lord, as we fellowship with thee, we also fellowship with one another as we commune. And Lord, as we just come together in the knowledge of Christ and in the understanding of how precious the blood of Christ is and the sacrifice that he has presented. For he has presented himself. What a sacrifice that is, and I trust again that we will be able to rejoice in it, not only today, but every day and forever and ever and more, who knows? Only you know, Father, what eternity will bring and how great the knowledge and how great the blessing, how great, Lord, the praises will be by the end of that time. And we speak of it that way because, Lord, it is forever and ever and ever. There is no end to it. As thou art from everlasting to everlasting, so also, Lord, we will begin that everlasting eternal life. And we trust that we've already begun it, and if not, then by your mercy, those that have not understood and have not confessed that they will be brought to that place. They'll bow before thee and worship you as their eternal God, as Father and Savior and Lord in Jesus. So we thank you for the day again and pray your blessings upon it, sanctify our worship by your Spirit, and receive us, O Lord, for his sake. And as we continue in the service and the word comes forth, we do pray that it will be precious and blessed to our hearts and minds, and that we, through the understanding of it, will be guided in our lives, that those lives may be sanctified unto thee, set aside unto your worship and service. Take comes this morning, pray for the blessings upon what he has to bring to us, and we just pray that we will bow to every word that comes forth from thee, even as Moses said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So help us today. Bless, and we shall be blessed. Heal, and we shall be healed. Save, and we shall be saved. For thou art the Almighty, the Sovereign God, the Lord over all things. Nothing can be put to nor taken away anything that you say or do. So thank you again, and thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, Jim, you said Betty had heart trouble and they prescribed some medicine for her, and I went up to the drugstore and got it, and they gave me a heart attack. Well, now we both got heart trouble.
Well, right.
The lady said, I'm not even going to tell you how much it is. I'm just going to show you on the screen. And she turned around. I said, boy, I know this is bad. $945.
Oh, my goodness.
So I said, there, we got to get off of this pretty quick, like.
How large of a supply was that?
Well, that wasn't a month.
Wow.
We was worried about not having enough till we saw the doctor again for fear. It was important.
Wow. Well, Mop is super duper, her nails are in the hurry.
Yeah, she's gonna have to get better than that. Turn with me in the book of Isaiah, 54 chapter. Apostle Paul said, husbands, love your wives as the Lord loved the church. He gave himself for it. And I thought along these lines, and I thought how marvelous it is that the Lord put all these things together and kept the promise that I'm going to make you a great nation. Just one. He only called that one to start with. Then when we think on that, he called out of all the world one body, one church that he gave himself for, laid down his life for the church to keep the promise. We'll make you a great, great nation. In the 54th book of Isaiah, he said, sing, O barren, that thou didst not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, that thou didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Enlarge the place of thy tent. Let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitations. That's where they really live in there.
Yeah.
Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy steps. Yeah. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited there again. It's a place to live.
Right.
Wow. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood any more. For thy maker is thine husband.
Yeah.
And the Lord of hosts is his name. And thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called.
Amen.
For the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth when thou wast refused, saith thy God. For a small moment have our forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. And in a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment. But with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. He's talking here about really bringing in the Gentiles.
Yeah.
Into the church, combining it all together, make one. That's what I just said.
Right.
Bring it together, fold it together as one. He didn't choose them to start with.
Mm-hmm.
He chose only Israel. I don't know what people, if they ever stop to think about it, I don't know how they can reconcile. I'm talking about these people that are going to save somebody, whether the Lord wants to or not. I don't know how they reconcile the idea that God chose only one nation.
Yeah.
And in the end result of it, it's still just one nation.
Right.
One he called before the foundation of the world. It's going to be the church.
Right.
and he puts it all together in his own time. And we've said before, we see much more of it in our day, because we have such a more sure word of prophecy. Yeah. We can look into it. We can look into the Old Testament.
Amen.
And say, this is what this means.
Yeah.
And how gracious God is to keep his promise. Always holding on to it. Now, if there's any doubt in your mind that what I'm saying, this is adding to the church, the Gentile world, you can go back in Galatians and look at it in chapter 4, and he's quite clear as to what he's talking about. So this is what it is, a folding of the nations together to make one nation. In Isaiah 60, a chapter, and then in verse 1, he said, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness of people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee."
Amen.
And this is just an extension of that. It's going to be a glorious church put together. And the reason, the whole reason behind it is that the Lord is going to shine upon his people and give them light that they might see his glory. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light.
Amen.
Going forth with the gospel. And the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged. That's the reason it's going to be in law.
Yeah.
Because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee.
Yeah.
The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee.
Mm-hmm.
Then verse 14, it said, "The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come, bending unto thee. And all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel." Isn't it amazing that the church is known as so many different things?
Yeah.
The Zion. The one the Lord called after. The place where the Lord decided that he would reign.
Yeah.
In the holy hill of Zion. Oh, keep his promise. In Psalms 46. Verse 1, he said, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Amen.
Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake in the swelling thereof." This is a river. "The streams whereof shall make glad the city of God,
and
the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. The heathen raised, and the kingdoms were moved, he uttered his voice and the earth melted. Go back to Psalm 2. Don't whine in the world with the heathen rage and imagine the damn thing. But the streams where I'll fall come here sometime back in this talking about the river. And the streams, what stream is this? One that's flowing out of the throne. That's the gospel. Going forth unto all the world to make one.
Right.
To bring together one people.
Right.
In the unity of the faith. This is our God. That's who we've been looking for. In the 87th Psalm, in verse 1, he said his foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion.
Amen.
More than all the dwellings of Jacob. Mm. That's kind of where I started off this morning. Husbands, love your wife as the Lord loved the church and gave himself for it.
Right.
He loved the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre and Ethiopia. And with Ethiopia, this man was born there. Mm. And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her. And the highest himself shall establish her.
Yeah.
The Lord shall count when he writeth up the people that this man was born there.
Amen.
Troubled over this some time back. I even looked at some of the commentary to see what it had to say about it. I couldn't find anything that fit my thought. I had to let them alone. I kind of thought like this. Say, well, this man is born here or there. And I thought of the First Baptist Church and other First Baptists and other First Methodists. And all them say, oh, we're a part of that, and we're a part of this, and we're a part of that. But no, this man is born in Zion.
Yeah.
How good is that?
Amen.
He is born there before the foundation of the world. And he can truly claim victory in being born in Zion. Mm. And it be written up of the people that this man was born there. And he's got a seal. You can rest in that.
Yeah.
Back in the book of Isaiah, 66 chapter, I guess verse 9, shall I bring to birth and not cause to bring forth? Yeah,
right.
Saith the Lord, shall I cause to bring forth and shut the womb, saith thy God? Mm. Rejoice ye with Jerusalem, and be glad with her, all ye that love her. Rejoice for joy with her, all ye that mourn for her.
Right.
That ye may suck and be satisfied with the breast of her consolations, that ye may milk out and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. First time I ever read this, I thought of my mother. That may seem strange to you. She never let us milk the cows. We wouldn't milk them out. That's where the best part is. Get all that good cream on the top. Milk them out, that you may milk out to get the best part and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. For thus saith the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river. There's that river again, isn't it?
Right.
And the glory of Gentiles like a flowing stream. Then shall ye suck, and you shall be born upon her sides, and be dandled upon her knees.
Yeah.
As one whom his mother comforted, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem.
Right.
That one city.
Right.
One nation. One body. All with one cause to glorify their Lord.
Amen.
In the Song of Solomon, first chapter of Song, verse 1, he said, the Song of Solomon, which is Solomon's,
mm-hmm.
let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, while thy love is better than wine.
Amen.
The Lord loved the church and gave himself over. Because of the savor of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment poured forth. Therefore do the virgins love thee.
Mm.
Draw me, we will run after thee. The king hath brought me into his chambers.
Mm.
We will be glad and rejoice in thee. We will remember thy love more than wine. The upright love thee. And black, but comely, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, as the tents of Peter, as the curtains of Solomon. Look not upon me because I am black, because the sun hath looked upon me, my mother's children, for anger with me. They made me the keeper of the vineyards, but mine own vineyard have I not kept.
Mm.
Tell me, O thou whom my soul loveth, where thou feedest, where thou makest thy flock to rest at noon. For why should I be as one that turneth aside by the flocks to thy companions?
Mm.
Here again, I struggle over some of this, but I think the simple answer to this, being black and comely, is that the people of God never think they're worthy enough.
Right.
For what God has done.
Amen.
For them. It doesn't agree with any commentary either that I read.
Mm.
But I have come to the conclusion this is absolutely right.
Mm.
We're not worthy of the love that the Lord shed
Amen.
Upon his church.
Right.
In the 40th chapter of the book of Isaiah, in verse 11, he says, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. And he shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with the young. Who hath measured the waters of the hollow of his hand and meted out heaven with a span and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to feed his flock.
Yes.
That's what it's all about, isn't it? Bringing everything together into one people with the unity of the faith.
Amen.
We are one in spirit. And we're becoming more and more every day one in faith. And the faith, which is
the Bible, the Word of God. And that's what the Apostle Paul talks about in Ephesians over there, and he talks about when he ascended into heaven, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, right? Until we all come in the knowledge of Christ Jesus unto a perfect man. And so that's a whole lot about what we're doing here today at every Lord's Day, and really every time that we read the Word of God, every time we meditate upon the Word of God, that's what it really is all about. We're becoming more and more like Christ. And Jesus, He is the Word, isn't He? And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And there was nothing made that was made without Him. Now, were you made? Yes, you were made. You were created, right? That's making you. I mean, that's making you from nothing. Real creation means that it came from nothing. That's what the writer of Hebrews says anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
For the things that were made, they didn't work made from things that did appear.
Right.
So that's the God that we serve. And thank God that one day we already are one in spirit, but one day we're going to be totally, absolutely one in every aspect of knowledge and in every aspect of the worship of God. So what a great day that will be. Aren't you looking forward to it? I hope you are.
Amen.
And you're going to realize it. And I, again, hope and believe.
And last night, I was thinking about the fact that in the beginning, God created the heaven. And so He created space. How big that is.
Yeah.
But there wasn't even space before He created it.
No.
But it exists. I mean, I can't imagine that, but it's true.
Can't imagine God Himself.
Not except for His Word, what He tells us in His Word.
Yes, and we know that He's real because.
Well, Jesus is the image of the Godhead bodily.